Welcome back.
Hey, what it do, baby? It's been a long time coming.
It really has. That's tough.
Yeah, we've been busy leveling up, you know, doing some real life shit, you feel me?
AKA school.
Yeah.
Nonetheless, there wasn't a lot to talk about, so it wasn't like we were holding out. It was more like we were waiting for some tea to spill.
What did Zion have for breakfast? That kind of stuff.
Did Jimmy Butler troll people on Twitter?
Kevin Durant tweets.
I don't think y'all wanted to hear that, you know, so we figured we'd wait till like the preseason started.
Y'all have probably seen it, so there's no point in recapping what happened 2 months ago.
Honestly.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Last time we talked to y'all, free agency,
now we're here. All of a sudden, everyone likes Kevin Durant again. Last 3 years just didn't
nothing
happen.
Nothing wrong with that, you know.
Nothing wrong with
man
that.
Man turns his Achilles, leaves Golden State. I respect it.
Well,
nothing wrong with that.
Let's get right to the hot seat.
Okay.
China. How are you doing about China?
Oh, man.
All right, so a little backstory for the people that I guess may have not seen what's going on with the NBA in China. General manager Daryl Morey, Rockets general manager, sent out a tweet the other day more or less stating that he stands with the people of Hong Kong,
Adam
freedom. Yeah. And so China pretty much retaliated and said that they don't fuck with the NBA now. they're trying to, I mean, in simple men's terms, they're just trying to cut all ties off with NBA. Yeah, like, they're trying to censor it.
They like stop like promoting like Houston Rockets gear. Klay Thompson is now a free agent with shoes.
Oh yeah.
So hey, let that happen, you know. But stuff like that, you know.
So Adam Silver responded to the media, I believe yesterday, stating how it's kind of a touchy subject. Obviously, this is a geopolitical issue. This supersedes the NBA. So he's headed to China right now to kind of mend the rift. But obviously, he stands for, you know, his organization being able to exercise the freedom of speech, but is asked to not obviously speak on this subject since it's bigger than basketball. So what are your guys' thoughts, I guess, on the situation as a whole and whether or not like GMs and like executives should be able to talk about the subject, like the topic of censorship?
I mean, at the end of the day, like, we all have free speech, right? You know? They do have a platform, but I guess it's just a matter of like how well you like know the subject, I guess, in my opinion. And like if you actually can speak on it, like without sounding like ignorant. I don't know. That's just me though.
I don't know. I feel like if you're a basketball player, just stick to basketball. Honestly.
So shut up and dribble.
Not really. Let me talk about that.
I figured you didn't mean that.
Like, just stick to basketball. You're a basketball player. You get paid millions of dollars to do basketball. Talk about basketball. Be a basketball player. Like, I feel like if it comes to politics and stuff like that, if you're not a politician, then don't talk about politics. But if you don't stand for something, then yeah, voice about it. But don't be like this civil leader saying that, oh, this is one way and this is how the NBA moves. I just feel like little comments here and there are cool, but like making a movement out of something that's not
like you're the whole
in your race or like not necessarily race, but not in your path. I don't recommend it, but moral of story is Daryl Morey is a fucking idiot.
The timing
of that shit was ridiculous, and he should have just fucking waited until like they got out of China, because it made shit hella awkward. And I'm pretty. Did y'all see the guys at the Sixers games that held up
the posters? Yeah, they got taken away.
So now it's becoming a trouble even in United States arenas too. So that's like I don't think people really understand the real fucking population of the NBA is a lot of it's in China.
Right. Yeah. Big market.
It's a fucking huge market. So like,
yeah,
the NBA is gonna have a shit ton of boycott and.
Backlash.
And like backlash from this shit. So,
well, that's what I think is going to be interesting because I see I think what China may see happen, and this is just speculation, but if the community, if China is as big, basketball is as big in China as we're saying it is, right? Apparently, you know, big following, one of the main sports there. and the Chinese government were to censor NBA basketball, do you think that has any chance of sparking like actual like issues with civilians? I mean, at what point do people just start saying like, why are we sticking up for communism? Why aren't we like looking for help? Like,
I mean, I would think so.
How much of that,
just
like,
because I'm pretty sure there's still people like in China that do care about the NBA, but like they're scared to like even like go cheer or like go to a game because like,
right. So at what point do we let greed, I guess is what I'm saying. At what point do we draw the line? Do we let greed of Chinese censorship overrule a population? I mean, I don't know. I guess I'm speaking out of my ass here because I don't know how much Chinese residents are okay with being in a communist country. Like, I can't imagine that being cool, but
I mean,
also part of it's American propaganda in the sense of the way we grew up, communism was like Nazism, right? That, so all we know is that communism is like the equivalent of, you know, evil, even though there's somewhat of a structure to it. So I just think it's interesting to like think about.
I feel like it's kind of like if anybody were to go against the, like, Chinese going against the American democracy of the First Amendment, I feel like to us, I'd be like, oh, well, fuck the Chinese because they don't know what the fuck they're talking about because, like, we've been doing this for years. Like, the fuck, they're going to tell us that we can't have freedom of speech.
Especially being one of the, like, most powerful countries in the world.
So I think if you flip it and you tell them, like, oh, communism is shit, like, dictatorship is ridiculous, they're going to be like, well, the fuck are you talking about? Like, you see who's your president. So it's like, you know, they, you know, it's a tale of the side of the coin, but
Winnie the Pooh versus like Daffy Duck,
pretty much some shit like that. But
actually, dude, that's disrespect to Daffy Duck. Sorry, Daffy Duck.
It's tough. Should have just went with the Mickey Mouse.
Come on, man. Dude, Donald Trump doesn't look like Mickey Mouse.
He ain't Daffy Duck.
Well, he ain't.
Never I mean, mind. Donald Duck?
Donald Duck.
That makes sense,
yeah. Oh, my gosh. Even then, though, man, Donald Duck, he's lit. Anyway, whatever.
I don't know. I feel like whatever the fuck the Chinese want to do, censoring the NBA, which I feel like is going to be really weird for the people growing up watching the NBA, now knowing all of a sudden it's like it's going to be that blocked program. They can't watch or they have no idea what the hell's going on over here. Like, I don't know.
Then we just crush him in.
I think if anything, what Daryl Morey did is like he kind of just threw some fucking gasoline on what the fuck's already going on over there. So,
yeah, I will admit, being an executive, you need to understand your position of power and your influence. I mean, that's gonna get
it's been a long time brewing.
Millions and millions of impressions. That's gonna be all over the internet. Like, and you're a representative. You're clearly an executive representative of your organization. You can't do that. So.
I mean, I understand, like, they were in China. They had a preseason game in China. But, like, that random-ass tweet of, I'm pro-Hong Kong, like, I'll never understand how the hell that got sparked in his head. Like,
are you drunk?
Yeah, like, that's just like,
what?
That's just asking for a problem.
That would be something I understand if, like, somebody in the media asked him that question, and then he would be like, well, I don't know how to respond to that. And then he later came out and then tweeted that. But, like, no one initiated that tweet except himself.
Oh, yeah. That definitely was not like, oh, hey, tweet this one out for me.
That was definitely... For a team that...
Hands-on.
For a team that solely has uniforms dedicated for Chinese heritage...
Exactly.
You're a fucking idiot.
Honestly.
All right, let's move on then. I think we have a clear understanding of that situation.
True.
Let's get into some preseason looks. Who's been impressive? What, you want to talk about games? You want to talk about individuals?
Just talk about teams that don't count? Because, like,
okay,
well, obviously,
do don't count.
Obviously, I don't think the Spurs count.
Are we not about to talk about the Spurs?
No, I'm saying
it's like how bad we've been
how bad they've been playing. Because like, the 36 point loss
chilling,
and the 20 point loss, it's like,
all right,
I'm not gonna judge them because they're resting their guys for opening night. That's what I'm saying. Like, other teams
that's fine.
That don't deserve the grade.
I think
you don't like the Spurs.
I think a good thing though is Zion. He's been hooping, bro. I'm pretty excited.
Man got 29 off 13 shots in the paint.
And a baseline 360. That's tough.
Who cares if Ben Simmons can shoot? What if Zion can shoot?
Bro, you know, no, actually. Ben Simmons shot a three, bro. Praise the Lord.
Let's go home, ladies and gentlemen.
And that was water. The form was nice,
too. You see
that
tweet? Like, the four greatest moments in Sixers history. And it said there are two championships. It said AI's NBA Finals. And then four was Ben Simmons in the three.
That was beautiful.
That's fucking crazy.
That's brutal.
No, yeah.
But it might be true, low-key. I ain't gonna cap.
Honestly.
That video had more impressions than, like, 90% of NBA, like, posts by since, far. Like, the finals. Oh, man. That's too funny.
Markelle Fultz looks good, too.
Dude. I'm still gonna say he's a bust. Shout out Diego.
Man. I don't know, man. This might be the year people fucking are fixing their jumpers. So
Markelle Fultz got J. Cole's blessing. This guy is going to have a good season. He's coming back. He'll be like, he'll be the worst point guard in the league, but he'll be decent.
Damn, it's like that.
If he's starting. If he's
but
starting.
That's what I was saying about Dragic earlier. Like,
that's my point.
Like Dragic,
he'll be okay.
You said Dragic is a solid point guard, but like compared to starting point guards, like that dude's bottom five. Like
he's barely
Markelle Fultz will probably be bottom five.
Right.
Markelle?
But he'll still be effective. No. He just can't be the like main part of your offense.
Yeah, true.
I feel that. That's I mean, because I look at other players like Kenny the Jet Smith. He was never like a total stat stuffer, but like if he's your worst player in your starting lineup,
you're golden.
Like that's really not that bad.
You're chilling.
Yeah. That's true.
Tyler Herro. Am I pronouncing that right?
He's a walking bucket.
Dude, that guy was nuts.
We've been on this
nation, baby.
What's up?
You already know.
I wasn't on
the tournament. We've been
on this. Shout out RJ. That's his boy, you know.
Okay, shout out RJ then.
Because I was shout out fucking everybody, huh?
Bro, I have to. I have to get my due diligence, yeah.
Shout out Boss. Because I just think he's an underrated.
What? What? That's so random.
Ooh. Anyway.
Okay.
Just putting that out there.
I like Boss. Just calm down, man.
Milky Way. Oh, yo, but yeah, that step back move he hit is butter. He's got that Devin Booker
it's
form.
Patent, bro. It's
he's got that Devin Booker form.
He's going to be better than D-Book.
He's going to be, no, stop.
Oh,
you know, I'm gonna say this. I don't think I have said this in a while. I think Gordon Hayward looks good too.
Actually, yeah, he looks healthy.
He looks healthy.
He looks ready to roll. His movement.
That's what some League of Legends will do to you.
Okay.
Shout out League of Legends, I guess.
Bro, shout out League.
This is not an ad.
This is not an ad.
Hey, you know what? We can do ads for money, though. We could just
sell
out.
That on air, bro? What?
I'm just kidding. We would never sell out.
Nah, like we that. Fucking do this for the people, dog.
Yeah, we're not sellouts. This is for the culture.
We were sellouts. We put out shit every fucking week.
We were rappers. We'd be SoundCloud exclusive.
Oh, my gosh. This guy. I'm dead.
Fucking God.
I mean, who else? Oh, Drummond's step back three. Y'all saw that, huh? I know y'all saw that.
Andre Drummond should.
Bro, he walked away like that was gonna be water.
No one's gonna talk about how
straight backboard.
No one's gonna talk about how the first play of that Dallas OKC game, Adams just hits an outlet three, one handed, and then
that Kevin Duckworth.
Porzingis came back though, and he was like 4 feet deep. Launched that bitch.
Bro, Porzingis has been strapped.
I was like, damn. So
that's not fucking new, dog.
Yeah, welcome back.
He hasn't played like almost 2 years.
Doesn't mean we forgot.
Bro, I've never forgotten.
People be forgiving, I promise you.
Well, these people.
Casuals.
A.K.A. you.
No, not me. I remember. I played 2K.
I just called himself a casual.
I'm not a casual.
I played 2K. That's where he gets his NBA knowledge from. Yo, I'm pretty sure his jump shot's like an 89, bro.
See, I don't even know that. That's 84.
What's something else y'all saw?
I mean, honestly, other than that,
like, Derrick Rose, 18 I mean,
of course,
points.
Of course, they're gonna bring it up.
18 points in like what? 24 minutes? Is that right? 24 minutes, 8 for 12. Ladies man, it's cash.
He has a thing pulled up right now.
Dog,
it's beautiful.
I have it pulled up because this is like the main part of the meat, right here. This is the substance.
Oh.
This is what the people are here for. Shout out to all my Illinois viewers. Because this one, yeah, D-Rose is back. D-Rose is back. He's going to be starting for Reggie Jackson, the best thing the Pistons have done since the 90s.
Thank God.
Actually, no, since 2000, since Ben Wallace.
Actually, no, they signed Ben Gordon that in like back in like oh. Like, what's
the point is, Derrick Rose having a comeback season.
He's going to rip Chauncey Billups like that.
D-Rose is about to.
Exactly.
Okay. D-Rose is about to average 20 for the first time since.
God.
Since Chicago.
How hard are you right now?
I'm at peace. I'm at peace.
Hey, but also
this is what I've been waiting for.
Back to the Spurs, the DeJounte looked nice too, you know?
Dude, he's actually shooting.
Bro, that jump shot.
He shot a baseline off the dribble. It's like a 20-footer mid-range off the dribble. And I was like, okay, kind of contested.
It looked nice.
Then he hits the three ball twice.
That's all I'm gonna say. Exactly.
Lonnie out there doing some work.
I'm pretty excited for the Spurs this year.
They're going to be nice.
I don't know, man.
They're going to beat everybody.
That's good.
60-win team.
Hey, but I hope the energy stays the same.
Nah, that's not true.
It's gonna be like staying the same.
A 48-win team if we have a
game. Hey, we're making playoffs. That's all I'm going to say.
If they're healthy, they might get
46. Hey, but L.A., though, A.D., oh, man.
Now, here's
the AD and LeBron, bro.
We have
they barely even play. They still look nice.
Steak and potatoes in the podcast, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm sorry. I love LeBron James. He's a GOAT. Y'all can have me whenever you want. I don't give a fuck.
He brought the headband back.
Headband, LeBron.
I sense MVP season, bro. LeBron James.
Exactly. And you said, let's calm down. No, I'll not calm down. LeBron going to be MVP this year.
I smell it. He's hungry. He sat out for a postseason. He said, "Fuck Taco Tuesday.
Fuck this shit. I'm coming back.
I'm doing this for the Disney Channel."
Oh my god!
That's the only reason he is doing it. He's doing it for the views, for the gram. He's back. He's ready.
He's ready to go. I like the way AD looks though. Looks like he hasn't missed a beat. Even when the whole Pelicans thing was.
I'm not gonna lie though. You know, every time he like kind of fell on the floor, I was like, "Oh, are you okay? Are you good?"
About his back or
it's
what?
Kind of scaring me. Yeah, I was like,
for the first time, y'all didn't do that to Derrick Rose when I brought him up. Thank you.
Dog, because you know, it's the first time in a while.
Appreciate it.
And we all support Derrick
Rose. So I always got to bring up a wheelchair.
Sit down, man. Be humble, you know?
I'm salty.
No, I had to stop. Okay.
LA, bro. LA looks nice. They just need to cut Contavious Caldwell-Pope and grab anyone off the street of LA. Just go grab. Let me get next to Mike real quick.
Oh,
okay, here we go.
For fucking Christ's sakes, fucking Rob Pelinka, Ginny Buss, you're fucking idiots for signing that man again for another fucking terrible season. How many shots did he put up and he can barely hit three? Wide open. Catch and shoot. I'm pissed off. He should have went to China too with Lance.
Oh my
Trash gosh. Ass.
What did Lance ever
do? All right, now I'm going to sit back down. My fucking veins and shit.
That was a message brought to you by James Adams.
Dude.
No filter.
Dude.
Distant cousin of Steven.
I can't, man. Four years now. 4 years. That trash bin's still on the team. He is honestly probably the worst player on the team.
He's got to have the best weed plug.
Oh, yeah. Easily.
That Zen therapy.
No, he also has the best agent, bro.
He said Phil Jackson.
He was on house arrest. His agent's
Rich Paul.
Exactly.
Fucking stupid ass Clutch Sports.
LeBron's got him on the circle and he ain't even
That's why he's on the team still.
Fucking Clutch Sports. I'd rather have Jordan Clarkson back, you fucks.
Oh, honestly, same.
Shout out Elliot. My boy Elliot loved Jordan Clarkson. But now he's not even a Lakers
fan.
Shout out
Jay Clark.
So actually, the club don't shout out Elliot.
Shout out San Antonio Bayo.
San Antonio.
Anyways.
Shout out Phil, because he loves LA. Always been a diehard LA fan, you know.
Shout out Phil. I fuck with you, Phil. Link up opening night, let's go.
I'm dead.
Shout out Phil.
Fucking Novak.
Holy Spirit game.
Oh my gosh.
Real day ones right here. We hit the skate park, you know.
Fuck.
Phil, if you don't watch this, man. Phil ain't even going to watch it. He'd be like, yeah,
fuck,
man.
Phil.
I saw you about the podcast, man. I'm just tripping you, Phil.
Wait, okay, so what about the other LA team?
Who?
No, I'm still waiting.
Bro, Montrezl Harrell,
I still have yet to see PG play. He's out till November. And then Kawhi.
Bro.
Kawhi has a hint, a small pinch. That Kawhi Leonard might play the next preseason game.
Which I doubt.
Tell me why this dude, Alex, or Anthony. Anthony ends up sending me this DM and he's like, yo, talk about how Paul George gets locked up by Joe Ingles.
Oh, it's true though.
He said specifically, I want a discussion on that.
That's fine. We can break it down.
Break it down for me.
Man has Paul George can go off for MVP numbers and he goes to the playoffs. I get it. Shoulders a little banged up, but you know that's when you rise to the occasion. You know
that whole team is fucked.
And then guess what? Here comes Joe Ingles, just fucking putting the clamps on them. It's GG's after that. Not much more you can say.
It's always been GG's.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, with that kind of athleticism,
dude. Exactly. Paul George should be eating.
Nope.
Yeah, bro. Honestly, I have no answer for that question. thank you for submission. I really have no breakdown other than the man choked.
Choke.
Shout out Reggie Miller.
Damn.
Y'all know if you know.
Poor Knicks fans. Oh, RJ Barrett. I still say he's overrated.
Great.
He's been doing
it. Yeah, good fucking him.
California, RJ Barrett 50 Cal, because he's about to be dropping people this year. Okay. He's putting people on the poster. He's going to go off.
All right.
Hot 18 a game. Steve right 18 here. A game, bro. At least.
I'm gonna say 10. I'm gonna say 12 points a game on 16 field goals attempted.
Oh, yep. Disrespectful.
Volume Jabari. That's Parker. A lot of fucking shots for 12 points.
Dude, exactly.
That's something he needs, bro.
What the fuck? That's
disrespectful. You give him 16 shots and he comes out with 12.
He's that ass, bro.
See, he's not getting layups.
I know. Games. That's what I'm saying.
Shout out, Mr. Aguilar.
You walking right now? Love you, pops.
Good night.
It's good seeing you guys.
Oh my gosh, a whole segment.
All right,
we're back.
We're never gone.
True.
Ooh, been here the whole time.
Better late than never, but never late is better. You tell me time is money.
I'm about to cut this podcast off.
Will Drake still be at the Toronto games, even though Kawhi ain't there?
That's a good question. Do you think
this goes with one of those questions?
Drake wears throwback Los Angeles Lakers jersey.
I honestly think that's going to happen, bro. It's going to happen. You
Drops
know.
Track King James.
King James.
Album called 23, and it's like a picture of Drake with Jordan on one half, Drake in the middle, and
I mean, he already shouts out LeBron. He shouts out a lot of people. He shouts out Curry, LeBron.
This guy's a fan of every team.
He tattooed both of those players you just said.
Bro, he's got like...
Actually, they're for his son now.
That's he's what he got said. Like
yeah, sure.
No, that's what... Hey,
bro, how are you going to get a tattoo?
That's what he said in his song,
and change
right?
what
that's
the meaning
saying.
Is for after you get it.
He said, he literally said, I got this for other people, but now they're for you. Yo, I was like,
bro, this
Pittsburgh
tattoo,
up.
It's actually for Wiz Khalifa. Like, what do you mean, man? I can't just switch up like that.
Hey, look, I'm not defending him. I'm just telling you what he says in the song. That's it. It's kind of funny.
Unbelievable.
Oh, yeah, but I do think he'll still go for the Raptors. He might not be at every game, you know, because they're going to be kind of dog shit this year, but...
He said, fire this coach now, too.
Honestly. No, he's a good coach.
I'm about to start seeing Drake fucking pull up in L.A.
No, he'll go back to Miami games for no reason.
No.
I remember him doing that randomly. I'm like, what the fuck?
I think in L.A. or Houston, maybe.
No, dude, he said, fuck NBA this year. He's going back to college ball. He's going back to Kentucky.
And they're going to lose there, too.
Whoa, calm down, sir.
Don't they have, like, five-star
when do they not? Every year.
In their starting lineup?
Exactly.
I mean, Duke had the best recruiting class I can
Yeah, but that's RJ Barrett, bro. He's ass.
You know what's interesting about that draft class?
What?
A lot of the people in that draft class were saying that the person that they thought was hardest to guard was actually Cam Reddish.
Which wasn't Zion. He's a walking bucket, bro.
Wasn't Zion, wasn't RJ Barrett, wasn't John Morant.
He's slow and steady. He's swifty.
It's all right. He went to Atlanta. They'll be a solid 12th seed.
Honestly, Atlanta.
Torian Prince is better.
I'm going to actually have fun watching Atlanta, though.
Shout out Torian Prince. He's going to be balling out in Brooklyn.
Dude, Torian Prince, shout out for telling me what a rebound is.
That's facts. That's our Baylor education.
Shout out Baylor. Yeah, shout out Baylor. Shout out the Baylor
from here too.
Athletics
went to Warren. Shout out Warren.
Trash ass Warren. Hey. Any of my Warren friends out there, y'all trash.
That's tough.
Anyways.
Never mind.
Never mind.
I ain't going to say that on the street.
Oh, man. He was about to say some out-of-pocket shit.
I was going to say something hella out-of-pocket.
God, fucking already know.
Y'all think KD plays this year?
No.
I'm just asking.
Unless someone tweets at him.
KD. No, I mean, he even said he wasn't going to play this year.
I think the bigger question would be if Klay plays, because doctors told him 2 years, but he's thinking, like, maybe after All-Star break.
Wait, they told him 2 years for an ACL?
That was the recommended, like, after after an ACL injury to your knee.
Hey, bro. But ask Derrick Rose. I don't know.
Derrick Rose needed that time. Derrick Rose proved that you probably need that time.
That's tough.
That's facts, bro. He's got the craziest spin move in the game.
They did,
and the worst.
I remember talking about that though. Like they did say that he wanted to be back, after All Star weekend.
You think Derrick Rose best athletic point guard ever in history?
Yes.
No. I want to hear from a Derrick Rose cocksucker.
Damn. Even I said yes.
The most athletic.
The most athletic.
No.
Ooh, who's better?
Who?
Most athletic by
athletic
definition. I'm gonna
guard.
Have to go with Russ.
Russ?
You think he gets up more than Rose?
Bro, he jumps from further. And he gets up.
Fuck, I do remember some of those fucking OKC dunks. They were fucking wild.
Like, he jumps far and high. And he's just as fast.
I felt like Dero's was more explosive and consistent with it when they're both at their top tiers.
No, when you say Russ, like,
still has it after ACL and meniscus, bro.
That is true. You're right.
Let's not forget that.
He doesn't do it as often, but he still does.
He still got it. He still gets it. But not quite like the unreal shit at OKC, like his first three seasons. To be honest,
all the shit we gave Westbrook.
I mean, if we're just talking pure athleticism. The man
averaged triple doubles back to back.
No, if we're talking.
Oh, no, not going there. Yeah, no.
If we're talking who I think is better. Honestly, I still think Prime D Rose is better than Prime Russell Westbrook, but that's just my opinion.
There's not a lot of people
because D Rose plays up to competition all the time. He shines against superstar. That's a fact.
Here we go.
That's a fact.
Here's the cock sucking.
Here we go, bro. His throat's getting dry now, bro.
Did he ever beat LeBron? Oh,
LeBron doesn't even play point guard though, so he's not even on that matchup.
Actually, he did.
He beat Steph Curry plenty of times. He beat Russ plenty of times. He beat Rondo in a playoff series. No,
he would clamp up D-Rose, too. I remember seeing those games. Stop it.
What?
Stop it.
Who?
Whenever they would swish.
LeBron and D-Rose. What game did you
watch? I ain't even talking about LeBron no more. Also, LeBron has a clear advantage on that.
Oh, my bad. I thought we were talking
about LeBron. LeBron was 6'8", nearly goddamn 255 right then.
And D-Rose also focuses a lot on like the floaters and stuff, which LeBron can jump high enough to block those. So that takes away a lot of his game.
Exactly.
Facts.
That's just what it is. That's a clear mismatch. D-Rose knows better than that. He doesn't have a good enough perimeter game. No step back. That's the problem. If D-Rose had a step back three, then he could take that matchup. But he didn't have that in the bag. He wasn't a three-point shooter. He always had to go forward.
He was a slasher.
Exactly.
Slashing playmaker.
Granted, did he slide in between LeBron and D-Wade on that move?
Yes.
He did.
A couple times. I remember didn't he yam it on Chris Bosh defense,
and then he threw it down on
that was Rondo. Anthony. Remember that done by Rondo?
Sure. Anyway, man, we're hella off topic here.
Yeah, I know.
D-Rose is the GOAT. We know.
Okay. Well.
Which was final takes for
Yeah, we got a few minutes. What's
before
up?
Before the season starts?
Which was final take, like, either a hot take or like
Utah will not make the playoffs this year.
Whoa.
That's my hot take, bro.
All right, there it is. That's my hot take.
Go fast.
We got 2 minutes.
That's
on
my hot take.
Hold on. Does that top my Spurs tank?
I hope so. Yeah.
Because, you know.
Oh, yeah, you bet.
Because the Spurs were a bubble team. Utah has never been a bubble team.
I literally have Utah as my dark horse championship.
I know.
Like, championship winner.
I want to be different. That's a hot take, bro.
You want to be different or you just want to be delusional? All right, James, what's your hot take?
Fuck. Hot take. I think the Mavs could be a playoff team.
It's not bad.
Okay.
I thought so.
That's my hot take. No, that's actually, no. Fuck that.
Okay.
If the Sixers are shooting the way they're shooting, they're going to be in the NBA Finals.
Oh.
And nonetheless, I think that they can win the NBA Finals.
Oh. Okay. Win? I can see getting there, but not.
If Ben Simmons keeps hitting the threes, if Joel Embiid stays healthy.
If Ben Simmons hits threes consistently, if
Josh locks up and fucking Al Horford plays the role, bro.
That's true.
And Tobias Harris plays a solid three-star.
Exactly. That'll be nice.
They'll be too fucking nice, dude.
All right, I'll cap it off.
AKA cap. Like, he puts emphasis on the cap.
Big cap.
It's going to be between LeBron James and Kawhi Leonard for the MVP, and I think LeBron's going to win it this year.
Hey!
I think LeBron James
ain't a fucking hot take. That ain't no fucking hot take, dog.
Who do you think would win MVP? There's still Giannis in the league. Anthony Davis could have a better season than LeBron.
Yeah, people are already saying that since AD's on the Lakers, like, LeBron's not going to be MVP. It's going to be offensive
defense. James Harden.
It could be AD or LeBron. It's going to be a Laker wins MVP. They're both going to come out
hitting. Imagine Coase.
Fine, you want a hotter take than that?
Yeah, hotter. I want Inferno. Actually,
like, you said
a couple of out-of-pocket shit already, so.
Okay, well, that's not nice. Man, I ain't got time to think.
Well, I guess we're running off that then.
D-Rose averages 20.
Oh,
boom.
My God.
D-Rose takes the starting role and averages 20 and gets an all-star nod. Boom.
An all-star nod.
Ended right there.
All
right. Ended right there.
Hey, not because he deserves it. They said we're giving you that veteran discount. All right. Thank you all for tuning in. We'll be We'll be coming at you soon.
Peace. Yeah.